Queensland Premier Campbell Newman has warned bikies he'll run them out of Queensland if the LNP is re-elected. He pushed the LNP's strong stance on law and order at the Gold Coast this morning on what's just day two of the state's swift campaign for the election that will be held on January 31st. Meanwhile, opposition leader Anastasia Palaszczuk took to the campaign trail and to Cairns to highlight high unemployment in regional Queensland, saying Labor would turn that around if it pulls off an unlikely victory. Nance Haxton has our story.
It's shaping up to be a tough and quick fight for supremacy in the Queensland election. Both parties have hit the ground running today after yesterday's announcement of the poll date. Queensland Premier Campbell Newman pushed the state's record on law and order at the Gold Coast this morning, where the state's tough anti-bikie stance has hit hardest.
My position as Premier is that I want to run them out of Queensland. Now, that's a big ask. I acknowledge that. You know, throughout history, there have always been criminal organisations, but I made a very clear position statement going back to 2013 when we embarked on this important fight to shut these guys down in Queensland. They're not welcome here. They're not welcome in the community. They have been a blight. They have been the producers of ice and purveyors of misery in our community, and we've seen the ripple effects of their activities. So my ongoing mission, if I'm re-elected as Premier, is to continue the fight to throw them out of this state.
He also pushed the government's record on health and strengthening the state economy.
A 30-year vision for Queensland with goals and targets. We also have specific economic plans, job-creating plans for each of the four pillars, tourism, construction, agriculture and resources. We have plans and policies. We'll be making specific election commitments.
While opposition leader Anastasia Palaszczuk walked through the rain along the Cairns Esplanade this morning to highlight her view that regional Queenslanders have been neglected by the LNP government.
Youth unemployment is around 20% here in Cairns, the highest in the nation. Look, I'm passionate and dedicated about getting our kids back into employment. The Newman government axed a program called Skilling Queenslanders for Work. This was about giving our young people hope and opportunity and real jobs for the future. Labor will bring back Skilling Queenslanders for Work. We have an unemployment rate of 7%. Campbell Newman said it would be 4%. We are nowhere near that 4% target. 7%. Campbell Newman has cut jobs and services to health. He slowed the economy right down. We need to kickstart the economy. We need to get jobs, and there is nothing more important than people having the dignity of a job.
She says higher electricity prices will inevitably follow if the LNP is re-elected and sells off state power and port assets.
Labor was reduced to 7 members after the last Queensland state election because we went down that wrong path. I have apologised for that, but this Newman government is taking Queensland exactly down that path, and what that will mean for Queenslanders is higher electricity prices.
Callers to 612 ABC Brisbane made their case clear on what issues concern them in this swift election campaign.
The economy and the debt, I just think, you know, governments, well, throughout the world, but in Australia in particular, obviously affects us. They've got to learn to live within their means, stop borrowing money and, like you do in your own household, manage your debt.
Well, I've determined my vote by whichever party agrees to reverse the changes to environmental protection.
This current LNP government, specifically Mr Newman and Mr Seney, are hell-bent on the destruction of the Southport Broadwater. I've never voted for the Labor Party in my life, and I'm about to change.
While lobby groups such as the Queensland Farmers Federation are looking for more assistance through the state's record-breaking drought, which now covers more than three-quarters of the state, QFF spokesman is Dan Galligan.
Planning for security for resources, drought and climate change policies, reducing the costs of inputs into the farm sector, particularly electricity, and those things are all within the power of government.
Des Elder from the Queensland Nurses Union says the sacking of 14,000 public servants in the LNP's first term has hit the health sector hard.
I think we've returned to the bad old days where there's very little monitoring of workloads, that it's simply driven by budget requirements rather than the need to ensure that you've got an adequate supply of nursing labour to meet the demand.
Even the Queensland Chamber of Commerce says it's going to be a tough campaign, with spokesman Nick Behrens saying the LNP will be limited in how much cash it can spend on getting its message across.
We believe it's going to be a really challenging election for the government, simply because they've painted a picture of the state's finances being in a very difficult position. So the historic pork barrelling that we typically see in elections simply cannot occur because it will fly in the face of the picture that the state government has painted.
That was Nick Behrens ending Nance Haxton's report.